a barometer for healing levels. That is the reflection of the day. I am driving. I've been doing a lot of driving. Right now I'm, you know, I just finished a conference that was an all-day conference, and I had about an hour and a half of driving to do, and I've been, it just dawned on me, you know, as I only have, you know, 15 minutes of driving, it just dawned on me that for all this time, I have been having conversations with myself that it's about actions. I need to do this, I need to do that. This was really good. I should do more of that. I am sending messages of gratitude to all the people that supported me during the conference, and connecting with people and feeling happy and feeling energized, and focus on my business. You know, I need to do this. I have to take this. And I just came up with a great idea that came up to me because I'm focused on action. I'm not focused on the problem. I recognize the problem, but then I move in immediately into resolving solutions. So it just dawned on me so clearly that, wow, I've done so much healing that the level of my thermometer, I mean, there is healing to be done, because we will heal until the end of our lives. But I realized why I'm so focused. I'm one of the most focused human beings, and this wasn't always the case, because I lived with so much anxiety that the anxiety was used to cripple my thoughts and cripple my words and my actions. And as I continue to heal and I became obsessed with healing, this is the side effect of being obsessed with healing, that you get to a level where you start just moving into action. Your mind stops criticizing you, and then you stop criticizing yourself. And I was thinking how in the past, and I think you can relate to this, in the past, I used to leave, let's say, a conference like I just did, and I would think, oh, I should have said this better. I really didn't say this correctly. I made a mistake here. And then this one did this, and that one should have done this. And all is negative. Criticism for yourself, criticism for others. And you occupy your mind with all this waste, all this garbage that is not going to move you forward, but instead set you back. And it just dawned on me that this is the thermometer for healing. If you are somebody that is so busy criticizing yourself, and because usually when you're criticizing yourself, let's face it, you're criticizing others, and criticizing others and being the victim and playing the victim, and it's all about other people and it's not about me, then that means that you have to decide to make the choice of accelerating your healing journey, and to stop and say, stop and reflect and realize that I need to accelerate this healing journey, because, oh my God, I'm wasting my life. I am wasting my life in a puddle of criticism and negativity. Instead, you could just get up and say, I take a stand for my life. I decide that I am not going to continue not taking action for my healing journey, to accelerate my healing journey. Because look, you could, and a lot of people, you know, you go through life and you heal and You go like a turtle. Some people get stuck. They don't move. Some people go like a turtle. Or you could become a lion and just, you know, run like a lion and accelerate it. But that choice, only you can make it. But I can tell you that I'm so present to the why. I am so focused. And I do so much. And I'm not saying I'm better than you. No, it's just that I've made the choices. I bring the choices over and over again. The choice is me. It's about me healing so that I can heal, continue healing my family, continue healing the people in my community, continuing to heal the world. But I make that choice. And that choice have given me an acceleration of healing. And that acceleration of healing has brought me to this place where I am laser focused. I mean, I just sat here and came up with a solution of something that I've been sort of stuck with for a little bit. And I just found the solution. This is for my business. And I'm like, oh my God, I could just do this. And the solution was there all the time, but I couldn't see it. So the thermometer, your thermometer for healing, let's check it. Let's check where you're at. And then take the action. Do not stay stuck as a victim. You are the creator of your life. You are the one taking action or not. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.